Say, I hope you're hungry on this morning. Say, we're going to do a buffet style. We're doing a buffet style on this morning. Glory to God. We come with a truckload, glory to God. Eat until you want no more. You can eat this and it won't make you fat.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Nutrition. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't have to worry about no indigestion out there. The Bible says life to all the finest and health to all your flesh. Praise God. Genesis 1, we're going to read verse 26 through 28 when you get it. Say amen. Let's read that aloud. Ready? Read. Amen. I'm going to read that again. Glory to God. And God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowls of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowls of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. May the Lord have blessed one reason here of his holy word. You can be seated. Now watch this. I'm going to read verse 27 again. I want you to get a hold of this. It says, so God created man. Look at somebody say he's talking about mankind. Amen. Man, when he talks about man, it means male and female. Amen. So he's talking about species man. Everybody say species man. So God created man in his own image. And in the image of God created he them, him. Male and female created he them. Amen. And God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowls of the air, over every, everybody say every, every living thing that moveth, somebody say move, upon the earth, amen. I want to talk about this morning, embracing the God life. Say that with me, embracing the God life, embracing the God life. Amen. Now, what we have to recognize is this. In order to embrace the God kind of life or the God life, you have to know something about God. And it's sad to say we have a lot of believers, amen, a lot of Christians, but not too many people live like God, walk like God, and do the things that God do, amen, simply because they really don't know God like they think they know God.
Amen.
Amen. Got quiet in the house. In order to embrace the God kind of life, you have to know something about your God. And we talked a little bit about it on Wednesday night, amen. Three things you have to know about God, amen. First thing you have to know, God is a spirit. Everybody say, God is a spirit. God is a spirit. Second thing you need to know, and you say, well, hey, I know all these things, but I'm, you it has to become a reality in your life, amen. God is a spirit. Second thing you gotta know, he is invisible. Everybody say he's invisible. Third thing you gotta know is God is eternal. He's eternal. Amen. God will always exist. Everybody say always exist. God is a spirit. Second thing, God is what? He's invisible. Third thing, he's eternal. Now, the Bible said, and God created man in his own image. Amen. Now, to know God is to know myself. Because the Bible said I was created in God's image and in his likeness. Amen. So if God is a spirit, then that means what? I'm a spirit. Everybody say, I must be a spirit. I have to be a spirit. The Bible says, watch this. They that worship God must worship him in what? In spirit. Everybody say, in spirit. And in truth, glory to God. Now, if you are a spirit, glory to God, the Bible tells us, as believers, we should walk what? In the spirit. Everybody say, walk in the spirit. Say it again, walk in the spirit. See, we have to become more spiritual conscious than we are anything else. Now, I understand that man is a spirit. He possesses a soul. He lives in a body. Say, I'm a spirit. I possess a soul. I live in a body. Now, the spirit man is who you are. You are a spirit, amen. Therefore, you were created to function in spirit realm. Amen. We were created to function successfully, victoriously in the realm of the spirit. Amen. But because the spirit realm is an invisible realm, many of us have problems with it. Amen. But we don't have problem with a God who's a spirit who's invisible.
All right.
Simply because we don't understand that if God is invisible, then the real me is invisible.
Amen.
See, we always thought that the real me was this flesh that I see. But man is a spirit. He possesses a soul. Your soul is your mind, your will, your emotions, your intellect, and your imagination. Everybody say, my mind, my will, my emotions, my intellect, and my imagination. That comprises my soul. Amen. Your spirit and soul is connected together. Amen. And we live, my spirit and soul live inside this physical body. Amen. This physical body is my earth suit. Everybody say earth suit. Just like in order to go into space, amen, in order to walk around in space, how many know those astronauts had to have a what? They had to have a space suit on, amen. Without that space suit, they cannot what? They can't function. They can't live there, amen. Watch it. So is it on earth. In order to function here on earth, amen, you have to have a what? An earth suit on. Come on, everybody say earth suit.
Earth.
See, if you ever lose your earth suit, you have to leave this planet.
Come on now. Amen.
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 Because the Bible said that the body without the spirit is dead. Now, notice what it didn't say, the spirit without the body is dead. It didn't say that. Because the spirit is eternal. It's like, come on now. It's like it's created in God's image and God's likeness. God is a spirit. Amen. God is invisible and God lives. Watch that. Excuse me. And God is eternal. He lives forever. Amen. When you understand that, glory to God, then you can understand what you were created to do and how you were created to function. Amen. Glory to God. But see, we take more emphasis and put more emphasis on our physical body, amen, than who we really are. Amen. And because we're, watch this, and when you watch this, walk after your flesh or your body, you limit yourself. But in your spirit, there is no limitation. Everybody said, there's no limitation to me. The Bible said, with God, that all things are possible. Say it with me. With God, all things are possible. Then it said, all things possible to him that believeth. Amen. The scripture said, is there anything impossible to God? Is anything too hard for the Lord? Everybody say no. Amen. But watch this. If you're creating God's image and God's likeness, do you not know there isn't anything too hard for you?
Amen. Amen.
Our problem is we embrace the physical, our physical life, but we have not embraced that God life in us. See, the reason Jesus did the thing that he did, amen, and watch that, he stood out between me, because the Bible talks about he embraced the God life. Where everybody else failed in the thing, amen, he succeeded, amen. Why? Because he understood, watch that, that I'm created in God's image, in God's likeness. And everything that I see my Father do, I can do it. Uh-oh. Come on now. He said, everything that I see my Father do, that I do. See, the reason Jesus raised the dead, because he seen his Father raise the dead. Look at your neighbor and say, if I can see it, I can do it. See, whatever God reveals a thing to you, Lord God, watch this, it's possible for you to do that. Amen. See, you cannot go beyond your vision. And I'm not talking about your eyesight. I'm talking about what you see here. Amen. If you can see the invisible, you can do the impossible. Amen. That way, if you can see the invisible, you can do the impossible. That's why when Jesus watched it, when the Bible talks about after he had fed the 5,000, glory to God, and he went off to pray, amen, and glory to God, he told his other disciples, now y'all go on, amen, and he went aside to pray. And when he came back, the Bible said there was no ships there, amen. And watch that, and all it was water, amen. That's why the water couldn't stop him, glory to God. And the Bible said all of a sudden they seen Jesus what? Walking on. This is blowing your mind here, amen. Why? Because Jesus understood it's more to me than flesh and blood. It's more to me than blood. He said, watch this, watch this. He said, there is a God on the inside of me. See, you are born again, not of a corruptible seed, but an incorruptible seed, the seed of the word of God that liveth and abideth forever. Amen. The same God, amen, that was in Christ is the same God that's in you. The same God that anointed Jesus and gave Jesus the ability to do what he did, amen, it's the same God that's on the inside of you and will give you the same ability to do what Jesus did. Why? Because he said, the works that I do shall, everybody said, shall ye do. He said, and greater works, amen. Because a lot of times when we see those things, we say, well, that's Jesus, amen. Well, no, you got to understand, amen. Jesus, you said Jesus is the Son of God. Well, don't you know that the Bible said that you are the sons of God? Amen. The thing about it, amen, Jesus embraced what we don't embrace. Amen. We don't embrace it, amen, first of all, why? Because we, watch that, we can't see it. Amen. And we've been taught that if you can't see it, then it must not be. Amen. Glory to God. But everything that you see came from something you cannot see. You got to recognize that. Everything that you see, everything visible comes from the invisible. Therefore, the invisible things are more real than the physical things. Because watch this, spiritual thing give birth to material things. And watch this, and if you can't handle the spiritual, you will never handle it in the physical. Glory to God. Because if you don't understand, watch this, for spiritual glory to God, that you're healed. By his stripes I am. You would say, well, I must not be healed because I don't feel healed. That has nothing to do with it. I must not be healed because I don't look healed. It must not be healed because the doctor said I wasn't healed. That ain't got nothing to do with it. Amen. See, the watch this. Jesus said in his word, by his stripes ye are healed. Watch this. Jesus also said, my words are spirit. And they are life. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. My words are spirit and they are life. Glory to God. So therefore, if the word is spirit and the word is life, in order for me to see the physical manifestation of my healing, I must grab hold to the spiritual reality that I'm already healed. Come on now. His words are spirit, and they are what? Life. See, you got to grab hold to that God life. And it was, and when you grab hold to it, the manifestation of that will begin to what? Materialize. Come on, somebody. Why? Because I was led, I was created to move after my spirit, not after my emotions. Amen. So it doesn't matter how I feel. Sometimes I don't feel good, amen. But they ain't got nothing to do with it because everything God created was good. Come on, man. Everything that God created was good. So now that I understand this, and I must learn how to grasp it, amen. And once I grasp that, watch this, I'm a spirit. Glory to God. First of all, because you can't see, most things that you can't see gets neglected. Because we are used to taking care of what we see. And if we don't see it, we neglect it. Amen. That's why we'll feed our body and starve our spirit. Ain't nobody saying nothing. We won't miss a meal physically, amen, but we won't read our Bible anytime. Why? Because we see our flesh, but I can't see our spirit. And because, watch this, and the more things, the things that you don't see and the things you watch this, that you do not attend to, you become less aware of. Amen. The things that you don't attend to, you become less aware of. Amen. And the things that you become less aware of become neglected in your life. You cannot afford to neglect your spirit. Why? Because the Bible talks about, watch this, that the spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity. Everybody see the spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity. Infirmity means weakness. Amen. See, when you're weak out there, your spirit man will sustain you here. Amen. But the Bible said, a wounded spirit, who can bear? Who can bear? It says, watch this, guard your heart. Everybody say my heart. It's not, when he talks about heart, he's not talking about this blood pump. He's talking about your spirit. He said, guard your heart with all diligence. Everybody say diligence. Diligent. Or can I say discipline? Discipline. Amen. We've been dealing with that, ain't we? you watch this. See, you got to discipline yourself to guard your heart. So he said, guard your spirit. He said, for out of it flows the issues of life. Or out of it flows the influences of your life. Amen. So he said, guard your heart. Take care of your heart. Watch this. Put a watch over your spirit. Amen. Why? Because whatever flows out of your spirit will affect all parts of your life. Watch this. Whatever condition your spirit is, it's going to affect your emotions. It's going to affect your soul. And it's going to affect your physical body. If you neglect your spirit, amen, you're going to have problems in your mind. You're going to have problems in your will. You're going to have emotional problems. Amen. You're going to have problems with your intellect, your imagination. Amen. Weak spirit, weak mind, weak will, weak emotion, weak intellect, weak imagination. Watch this. With what pride causes weaknesses in your flesh. If the word is spirit, amen, the Bible says the word of God is life to those who find it, health to all your flesh, amen. If you neglect your word, you're neglecting your spirit, amen, and you're going to watch it, you violate your physical body, and that's why a lot of folks, the sickness and disease is gripping your body and you can't get rid of. The answer is in the spirit. It's in the spirit. Glory to God. When you grasp that's who you are, and you start, watch this, attending more to your spirit man, amen, then your spirit man will rise up, glory to God. Watch this. God gave the spirit man dominion. Come on now. Everybody say dominion. He'll rise up, take dominion over your emotions, your mind, your imagination. He'll take dominion over your physical body, amen. Come on, somebody. If you'll put him in the right position. Because most of the time, instead of going spirit, soul, body, we go body, soul. We go body, soul, spirit. Amen. 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 We think more about taking care of our what? Body more than we do anything. And there is not, and don't get me wrong, I'm not against taking care of your body. I'm not against being physically fit. Yes, you need to be physically fit, glory to God. But watch this. But there's people that are physically fit falling over dead. Physically fit and got diabetes, heart disease, having all type of cancer in the body. Physically fit. Amen. Because it's not exercise that bring life to the body, health to all your flesh. It's the word. Everybody say it's the word. It's the word, amen. Glory to God. Jesus embraced the word of God, amen. And because he embraced what God said, watch this, he embraced the way God lived. Whatever the Father said, that's what he did. Amen. Everybody say he lived after the word. He was not just a hearer of the word, he was a doer of the word. And because he was a doer of the word, he embraced the God kind of life, amen. And watch this, and when impossible situations came into his life, he could overcome them, amen. Why? Because he was not limited by flesh, he was empowered by spirit. Man, that was good. I left good enough to run around the church home. He was empowered by spirit. Amen. And so you got to understand, glory to God, that the same God, watch it, resides inside of you, is available to you, glory to God, wants to empower you. But here's the thing about it. Remember, I talked about three other things that we have that gives us victory here on earth. Amen. I talked about God gave us the word. Everybody say the word.
Word.
A sovereign will. And angels.
Amen. Praise God.
The word, a sovereign will, and angels. Amen. Now watch this. The word will work for you. Amen. But it's not going to work for you against your will. Which means God did all. He have healed you. He have delivered you. He have set you free. He have caused you to prosper. Amen. Watch this. But he is not going to put it on you against your will. You have to, watch this, submit your will to what God has. In the garden, what did Jesus say? Nevertheless, not but let be done. Amen. Why? Because as powerful God is, he cannot break your sovereign will. You cannot break your sovereign will. Amen. So watch this. You have to know who you are. Amen. Watch this. And then you have to will to, watch this, to do what only the God kind of people can do. That's why the Bible talks about I can do. See, those who have the, watch this, those who have embraced the God kind of life don't walk around and say, I can't. I can't do that. I don't know what I'm going to do. No, what you mean? You don't know what I'm doing. The Bible says I have an unctuous holy one, and he knows all things. Amen. I'm never at a place where I say, why? Because I'm led by the Spirit of God. The Word of God is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. Amen. Watch it. I don't walk in darkness. Come on now. Therefore, I'm never without loss. Why? Because I'm never without light. With light, I have the ability now to what? To see. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm not in darkness.
I'm not in darkness.
Now watch this. Everybody say, embracing the God life. So now we have to learn how to embrace what God is, who God calls us and what he said we can do. Amen. Now watch this. Genesis 2. Are y'all still with me? So now I understand that I'm not going to be able to do the things that God do if I neglect my spirit. Amen. I must feed my spiritual man. Amen. Now, the word of God produces strength through my spirit. Or, another word for strength, what we call it, is faith. Everybody say faith. Say it again, faith. See, faith is spiritual strength. Amen. What? It gives you the ability to move mountains. Everybody say it gives you the ability to move mountains. The Bible talks about, watch this, whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Everybody say, my faith overcomes the world. But faith is produced by hearing by the word, amen. So the word of God, when I begin to now take in a proper intake of the word, amen, now that word begin to produce a strength or a power or a force in me called faith. Come on. Faith is what created this entire world. Faith is what moves mountains. Faith is what heals you. Faith is what delivers. The whole kingdom of God operates by this power called faith. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. That's what the Bible tells us to be strong in the Lord. It never tells us to be weak. You have to be what? It always, watch it. God wants us to have strong faith. Everybody say strong faith. Strong faith, strong faith. So the word of God produces. See now, because I'm a spiritual man, I understand glory. In order for my spiritual man, I know he's eternal, glory to God. But in order for him to be strong, he has to have a proper intake of the word of God because he walks by faith. Everybody say, he walks by faith. See, the spirit man, see, walks by faith and not by sight. Amen. So just because, watch this, it doesn't seem to be a way out. The spirit man doesn't walk by what he sees. He walks by what the word says. He walks by faith and not by sight. Anybody getting fed on this? Come on. Glory to God. It makes me strong, amen. And when you feed your inner man, watch this, y'all. When you feed your inner man like that, and your inner man is strong in faith, amen, it in turn strengthens your will, amen. Everybody say your will. See, I don't care what type of devil or power of the darkness comes against you. Watch it. If your faith is strong, your will be strong. And that's why a lot of times you see people raise up off their deathbed, amen, because they can will themselves to live. I will live and not die. And you'll see a lot of folks, watch this, that will struggle, get afflicted, amen, and will die because their will get weak. And they leave before their time. Now, watch this. So, watch this. So, now, the spiritual man is first. He must have a proper intake of the word of God, and it produces a strength. Everybody say a strength? Called faith, which will move mountains. And whatever, and that mountain will represent whatever's in your way. Look at your name and say, whatever's in your way. Whatever's trying to, whatever you need moved in your life, faith will move it. Come on, somebody. Whatever you need done in your life, say faith will do it. Glory to God. Come on, somebody. Faith will feed 5,000 when I ain't got number 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread. Faith will do the impossible. Come on, somebody. Faith works miracles, amen. Faith will cause me to walk on water when there ain't no boats. Come on, somebody. Faith will cause me to drink water out of a rock, glory to God, when there's a drought. Come on, somebody. Everybody say faith. Faith will do the impossible. Glory to God. I don't have any problems. All I need is faith in God. All you need is some faith. Look, somebody say, I don't even need faith. Amen. Glory to God. You can have a dime in your pocket, but you got faith. Faith will pay your bills.
Amen. Praise God.
You can have a dime in your pocket. Amen. Doctor, your body can be ate up with cancer. And watch that. You say, I don't know what I'm going to do because I ain't got the money to have the operation. And faith will heal your body. You ain't got to pay a dime. Doctors can say, ain't nothing I can do, glory to God. But faith say, I can do all things. Glory to God.
Amen.
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 But faith comes from the word. When you neglect the word, you neglect faith. When you neglect faith, you neglect your strength of your spirit. You can't move the way God will have you move. Next thing, watch this. Man is a spirit. Amen. He possesses a soul. Amen. So if your spirit needs to eat, how do you know your soul needs to eat? Your will. And we do that. We feed our soul. You know we feed our soul? Our soul. We feed it knowledge. When we read books and stuff like that. And we feed our what? We feed our mind. When we read books and when we study, we go to school. We feed our intellect, amen. We call ourselves what? So we can get what? Smarter. Amen. Come on, somebody. Now, some of us do that. Some of us are weak in our mind. Amen. But watch this. When you feed it, it produces what? It produces knowledge. It produces understanding that will cause you to be able to function in this earth. Amen. Wisdom, knowledge, and understanding comes from what? See, wisdom comes from the word, but anyway.
Amen. Come on.
But you understand what I'm saying. Glory to God. It causes you to know things. Everybody say know things.
Know things.
Hallelujah. Then watch this. Then we have a physical body, amen, and we eat food, amen. Because what? Because when we eat food, our body takes what we eat and it causes us to what? Power and strength, causes our body to be strong. And well, that's why if you don't eat for a while, amen, then you get what? Your body get what? Your body. You be like, ooh. You come on, you know when dinner time comes. Ain't nobody got to tell you when time. Ooh, child, ooh. You be like, ooh, my blood sugar, ooh. I need to go get a sandwich or something. You know? Y'all know what time the truth. Glory to God. Watch this. Well, how come you're so in tune and know when your physical body needs? You know, watch this. In order to function in this earth, I need intellect, amen. So we're going to school to learn like this so we can what? We can make it. We can do better. We got the best jobs, amen. But how come, watch this, we don't feel the unction that when our spirit needs to be alone with God? Why? Could it be? Look at them and say, could it be that we have embraced
our physical life
and have embraced the soulish man and have not embraced the God kind of life. Knowing that the God kind of life will what? Will totally take care of everything else. Genesis 2 verse 4 says, and these are the generations of the heavens and the earth when they were created in the days of the Lord God made the heavens and the earth. And every plant that he planted, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew. For the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. And the Lord God formed man. Look at the everybody say he formed man. Of the dust of the ground. Now watch this. Now this is physical man. Because we just got to reading over the other chapter. Watch this. In chapter 1, the Bible said God created man in his image and God likeness. In Genesis 1, we see God begin to speak those things. And whatever God said, he had, what? It came to pass. So when God first created man, he created spirit man. Spirit man was created by the word. Looks like because everything else was created by what? His word. He spake. Everybody say he spake. Let there. Glory to God. Watch this. And notice, when God wanted to create the sun and the moon, he spoke to the space. He said, let it be out. Amen. And then what? And then the space brought forth the sun. When God wanted to have cows and he wanted to have the beasts of the field, he spoke to the earth. Amen. The Bible said the earth brought it forth. Amen. When he wanted the fish in the sea, the whales, like the Bible said he spoke to the waters and the waters brought it forth. Amen. Notice, amen, when God wanted man, he didn't speak to the space. He didn't speak to the earth. He didn't speak to the earth. He spoke to himself. He said, let us make man. And man came out of God. See, you think you just came from your mama, don't you? Oh, no. Come on. Physical origin. But you are a spirit. You originated from God. Amen. Know who you are so you can function like you're supposed to function. Amen. Glory to God. Let me say this. Why? Because sometimes your physical genetic can be messed up, marred. Y'all looking at me. You can be genetically marred, amen. That's why some people come out with fingers missing, they come out with different things, amen. Because of their physical, amen. Because you carrying on, you come out from the genes of your people, ancestors, who are what? Physically imperfect, amen. But how many know there is no spiritual defects?
Amen.
God, man, hallelujah, glory to God. There is no spiritual defects, glory to God. And see, when you understand that, glory to God, I'm created like God and I can do things that God can do, glory to God, and there is no defect. God did not short me in anything, glory to God. I am exactly like him. And the things that he do, I can do also. Because I was created in his image and life. Amen. So therefore, I walk without defects. Spiritual defects, amen. Glory to God. There is no such thing as handicap in the spirit. He says, watch this. And God formed man out of the dust of the ground. So he formed man's body out of the dust. Then the Bible says he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. The breath of life is Zoe, amen. And he really didn't do this. Amen. The breath of God is his word, amen. He spoke himself into man. And man became a living soul. Watch this. And the Lord God, he planted a garden east of Eden. And there he put man whom he had formed. Amen. And out of the ground, God made everything to grow, pleasant to the sight, good for food, the tree of life. And also in the midst of the garden, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Now watch this, Genesis 2:19. Watch this. God created man in his own image and his own likeness. We understand that God is a spirit. Amen. We understand God is invisible. God is eternal, glory to God. We understand that the works that he do, we're able to do because we're creating his image and likeness, amen. As we understand that we are spiritual being, amen, and if we begin to now, what, feed our spirit, man, and it gives, it causes strength, they're called faith, amen, and faith, watch this, faith puts us in the God class. Faith gives us the ability to do what he do. You can't do what he do without faith. Amen. See, you need faith. God doesn't need faith. God. But see, faith puts us in the God class. Are you with me? Now watch this, watch this. So when God created that, and watched it, and he breathed in the man the breath of life, he breathed his word. He breathed his spirit. Everybody say he breathed spirit. He breathed word. Amen. And how many know, with the word comes faith power. So he watched it. So the man was full of faith. Amen. Now, I want you to see this. Glory to God. God created this man in his image and like filled with the word of God. That means he was filled with faith. Amen. He created him. He set him in the garden. Step back and say, let's see him function. Let's see what he'll do. Bible talks about he began to bring the animal that he formed and set it before man. You know why? Because the Bible said God wanted to see what Adam would call them. And the scripture said, whatever Adam called the name of it, that was what? That was the name of it. Or another translation, that's what the life thereof. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, whatever you call it, that's what it shall be. Say, whatever you call it, that's what it shall be. That's why God is very, God just don't talk crazy. Because he know whatever he say, he has. Amen. Because he understands the power of him. Now, we get up and we get to talk about everything. He tickled me to death. No. Now, come on. And if we were fully empowered, you know what I mean? We'd have dropped dead right then.
Come on now.
Come on. Well, these kids going to be the death of me. Bam. My head is killing me. Bam. Come on. You know what? We haven't embraced the God kind of life yet. We haven't embraced the God kind of life yet. Amen. Because when you're creating God's image, whatever you call it, that will it shall be. Watch this. Nothing. Everybody say nothing.
Nothing.
Say it again. Nothing. Can resist faith-filled words. I said nothing. Glory to God. It can be dark. Nothing. Void. But when faith-filled words say light, darkness has to dissipate and whatever faith said has to come to the forefront. Genesis 1. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth. The earth was what? Void. Darkness on the face of the deep. Spirit of God moved across the face of the water and God said. Notice he didn't get there and say, whoa, it sure is dark out there. Boy, this messed up. That's what we would have said.
Amen.
Oh, this stuff really ratchet. I think I knew that, didn't you? No, God understands. I'm Philip. God knew. God, a being, faith being. He said, "Let there be light." Amen. And watch it. And when God released His words, amen. Everything. Watch this. There's nothing could resist what He said. Light came into existence. Where did it come? It came out of Him. I said again, nothing. Can resist faith, feel, words. Amen. You lose in life because you do not walk by faith. And watch this. It doesn't matter what other folks say. It does matter what you say.
Amen. Come on here. Amen.
It does matter what you say. Because the Bible seems just like Sister Vic said, you have just what you say.
Amen.
Amen. It ain't about what other folks say. So don't get messed up with what other folks say about you. Amen. You just don't begin to agree with them. Because watch this, your words will break down and cause every one of their words to fall to the ground. If you just will continue to say. Because nothing is more powerful than the word of God.
Amen.
Are y'all still with me?
Amen.
I'm going to stop here soon now. Glory to God. But y'all got to get a hold of this. Mark 11. I'm going to read this right here and then I'm going to close. We'll pick up on this next Sunday. Once you get, but this is, listen to this. Mark 11. Anybody learn anything today? Are you learning?
Yes, sir.
I had a guy who was talking to me, and he was talking about, you know, woo, you know, And I'm not against all this stuff, because I've seen the manifestation of this like this. We were talking about we were praying with people just falling out of everywhere. It was just falling out of everywhere. And I was telling him, I said, well, that's good, dude. I said, but it don't do you any good to fall out if you can't watch this. See, we get so, and that's a lot of it is feeling and emotional thing, because if we think we don't fall out, then maybe we ain't got it. Amen, because that's in the physical, amen. And I said, it's not about falling out. See, God is not trying to get you to fall out. He's trying to get you to walk straight.
Come on. Come on now. Come on.
He looked at me. I said, no. I said, yeah, you got a lot of people falling. But God said, what about to him that able to keep you from? There's a lot of them. Quit falling. I mean, come on now. Quit falling out and learn how to walk right. Amen. We got a lot of falling out, and everybody getting up walking crooked in church. They falling out, and they're still shacking and still committing adultery, fornicating. Yeah, I ain't liking me now, see. But come on, somebody. But you got to live right. You still lying on one another. You still backbiting, glory to God. Man, you don't fell out to my hook and leave out. Got the nerve to my. We don't have some church. Grasp the God kind of life, and it gives you the ability to walk this thing out. We still got unforgiveness. I mean, mad talk. I want to fall out. Okay. How would you fall? I lay hands on him and knock you out. That's what you want. Amen. Watch this. Now, don't get me wrong. Now, I know the power of God come up on you, and I've seen a lot of you fall out. But we can't get, that is not what we're looking for. That's not what we're looking for. Amen. Mark 11, let me get this and we're going to get close. Mark 11, verse 12 says, and I'm going to read this out of the Message Bible. Now, listen to what it says. And they left Bethany the next day. He was hungry. Off in the distance, he saw a fig tree full of leaves. He came upon it expecting to find something for breakfast, but found nothing but leaves. It wasn't yet the season for figs. Now, y'all, grab hold of this. The scripture said it was not yet the season. He went to eat on this tree, Crystal, but the Bible said it wasn't the season for the figs. Have you ever needed something and it seemed like it wasn't your season yet?
Come on now. Come on. Amen.
But because it's not the season, that means you don't want it. You can't eat.
Come on.
Just because they say it ain't your time, does that mean you can't walk in it yet?
Come on now.
Okay, y'all watch this. Because remember the woman who her daughter was vexed with the devil came to Jesus, amen, and Jesus says, not meat for me to give the children bread and the dogs. Amen. Actually, it wasn't the time of the Gentiles yet. It was, come on, Luke somebody said it wasn't her time. But she said, but the dogs, look, master, the dog eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. Jesus said, woman, great is your faith. Go, your daughter's made whole. Amen. How many know faith will bring your season to you?
Come on, pastor.
Quit waiting on it. And bring it to you. Or we're waiting on some things that faith said, why are you waiting for? That's what I'm here for. Amen. We're waiting on faith as your servant. Tell faith, go fetch it here. Go bring it here. Go get it. Bring it. Look at somebody say, go bring it here. Faith is your servant. Amen. You shouldn't have to go get your plate. Tell your servant, go fix my food and bring it here. Serve me. Well, that's what Jesus called faith. He said, faith is your servant. Come on. Look at somebody say, faith is your servant. Glory to God. And then again, watch this. Faith is not subject to time. Faith is not subject to time. Amen. You get to heaven, you ain't going to know how long you've been there. What? There ain't no time. There ain't no time in heaven. You live in one. God lives in one eternal now. Faith is. Everybody say faith is. Faith not was. Faith not gonna be. Faith will always be.
Amen.
See, watch this. So watch this now. He expected to find something on it, but he found none. It wasn't yet the season for the figs. He addressed the trigger. He said, no one's going to eat fruit from you again. Ever. And the Bible said his disciples heard it. Amen. Now watch this. His disciple was over here. He left them, went over to the tree. The Bible says the tree was up in the distance. He went to the fine figs on it. Amen. So the Bible said he cursed it. He said, watch it. Now if he was up in the distance, he left the disciples there and said that, he must have said that pretty loud. Because the Bible said what? They heard it. They heard it. Bold and confident. Amen. Glory to God. Mark, look at verse 20. It said, in the morning, walking along the road, they saw the fig tree shriveled into a dry stick. Peter, remembering what happened the previous day, he said, Rabbi, look, the fig tree you cursed is shriveled up. Look what Jesus said. And I'm reading out of the Message Bible. Jesus was a matter of fact. He said, embrace this God life. Everybody say, embrace the God life. Really embrace it, and nothing will be too much for you. My God. He said, if you just simply embrace the God life, you'll find like nothing will be too much for you. Amen. Now watch this. It would have been absurd for Jesus to tell them to embrace this if they could not. He wouldn't have told them that. So they had the ability to do just what he did. He said, if you're what? He said, the kids, embrace the God life. Then he said, watch this. And nothing should be too much for you. This mountain, for instance, just say, go jump in the lake. No shuffling, no silly-dally. It is as good as done. That's why I urge you to pray for absolutely everything, ranging from small to large. Including everything you embrace, he said, include everything as you embrace this God life, and you'll get it. Everything God has. He said, you'll get God's everything. Amen. How am I going to get everything that God has? He said, you embrace the God life. That's the only way you're going to get it. That's all I got for you right now. Come on, we're going to continue this next thing. Let's stand and give God some praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God.